You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
It is now time for a word from the Lord by Pastor Alvin Hackett of the Solid Rock Bible Church of Lancaster.
Our Father in heaven, we come this morning with thanksgiving and praise in our heart to you. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to share your word on KRAJ 100.9 FM. We thank you today. And now, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Our scripture this morning is coming from Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, 1 through 8. And it reads as follows. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above nations of the earth, and all the blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Bless shall you be in the city, bless shall you be in the country, blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the product of the ground, of the increase of your herd, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flock. Blessed shall your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall be you when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies to rise against you, to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command all these blessings upon you in your storehouse, and all to which you set your hands, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God has given. This morning our subject is coming from God has a blessing with your name on it. And our subtopic is God wants to enlarge your territory. Deuteronomy was the fifth book of Moses. Moses wanted to make sure that the nation did not forget its covenant with God. Moses carefully reviewed the law of God. Moses was the only biblical figure other than Christ to fill the three offices of prophet, priest, and king. Both Moses and Christ were in danger of death during childhood. Both were saviors and intercessors. Both were rejected by their brothers. God here is making a promise if they would be faithful to their word, no matter what the personal cost would be. God promised he would bless them. That's why the Bible said, I have set before you blessing and cursing. The blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, you will be blessed. God wants to enlarge your territory, but there's something you have to do first. Being obedient is better than sacrifice. You have to turn your life over to God. The Bible said, the first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things should be added unto you. The statement that God made, that it may go well with you, indicate that God's concern was for the good of his people. This passage repeatedly emphasized the Israelite responsibility to obey. If you diligently obey, Israel could never earn salvation through obedience. God had already chosen to save them from slavery and make them his people. He had already promised that he would be their God. The Lord's blessing would be the source of the people's joy. The people also received God's blessing because of his grace. God assured them that he was in control of heaven and earth. He made them the head and not the tail, meaning they would rise to place of honor among all nations. God made you the head and not the tail. You don't have to walk around with your head hung down to the ground. God wants to bless you. Moses challenged the people to determine what path they would follow. One way led to life because of God's blessing resting on it. The other way led to death and evil because God's curses rested on it. If the people love God, they will find true life because God is the source of all life. God got a blessing with your name on it. Is there anything too hard to God? He wants to enlarge your territory. You can have royalty. You can have wealth. You can have happiness. You can have peace. You can have joy. You can have a long, healthy life. These are promises of God. But if you don't believe that you can have them, you won't expect them because this is the will you will continue. To accept foreignness, then you far less than what you deserve. God wants you to prosper. So in your heart and in your mind that as a child of God, he wants to make all grace abound to you. You can have wealth when you overcome the spirit of poverty. You can gain advance and spiritual success. Your goal for being free from the spirit of poverty is not just so you can have things that you need or want, but so that you can do the will of God without hindrance from either physical or spiritual. The spirit of poverty is one of the enemy's most successful weapons against the believer, which means that by overcoming it, we gain some advance and spiritual successes. Whenever the stronghold of poverty is overthrown, it's like casting off the darkness of the most terrible winter and seeing the world blossom into spring again. Don't be afraid of wealth. God wants to bless you. Resist the urge to look back and compare your situation to anyone else. Focus on the steps to move forward. But there are lessons you can learn. This moment is just a dead end. The blessing is yet to come. Crisis doesn't develop character. Crisis reveals character. No man need to worry about being a failure if you give God his best. Failure is an opportunity to begin again more intelligently. Come out on the other side better rather than bitter. It's your choice. Here is something we should think about. I will not feel sorry for myself. I will not stare at a closed door. I will dig deep to unearth all of the courage I need. I will direct my thoughts. My thoughts will not direct me. I will choose to believe all things work together for the good. That those that love God and those that are called according to his purpose, always remember, some endings are necessary. Sometimes there are things happen to you in your life. You don't have no control over it. But always remember that God is watching over you. Stop worrying. Worrying is definitely a tactic of Satan. We need to take time to observe and remind ourselves how well our feathered friends are cared for. They literally do not know where their next meal is coming from. Yet I've never personally seen a bird on a tree limb having a nervous breakdown due to worry. The master point here is really very simple. Are you not worth more than a bird? The Christian ultimate destiny or horizon has been fixed by God from all eternity to be made like his son. Note how the word predestined calls and justifies and especially glorifies in Romans 8, 29 and 30. All are in past tense. That is because God, from his eternal perspective, sees this process of having been completed already from God's perspective. But we still are in the march of time. We must undergo the process of being conformed to the image of God's Son. Sometimes you will feel you are in your rope. Sometimes anxiety is set in, and you will wonder what you have done wrong and how you have failed so miserably. Then one day something will shift. You have to make a decision either give up or get up. There's a time when you are walking along your journey in life and you feel that if you are at the end of your rope, don't worry about it. Always remember that God is on your side. Sometimes you have to break down in order to break through. Give yourself to Jesus. He's waiting for you. Give yourself to the master. You don't have much time. Give yourself to the master. He'll make your life so bright. Just put all your trust in him and God will take care of you. Sooner or later, it's going to turn around in your favor. You don't have to worry about going through. The devil wants you to think it's all over with, but the Lord will bring you out more than conquer. While Romans 8:28 said, all things work together for the good, for them that love God and those who are called according to his purpose. So you don't have to worry about it. In Psalm 37:25, David says, I was a young man and now I'm old, yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken, neither their seed begging bread. David was only saying, throughout my lifetime, I've never seen God forsake the righteous. When all is done, God will not turn his back on you because you are his child. Bible says that trust in the Lord with all of thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all of thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Be not wise in thy own eyes, but always fear the Lord and depart from evil. Always remember that God has a blessing with your name on it. He wants to enlarge your territory. He wants to bring you out more than conqueror. He wants you to stand by him in the name of Jesus. Whatever you're doing, hold to God's unchanging hand. Don't give up on the Lord. He is a bright and morning star. I heard David said he is a very present help in the time of trouble. Don't worry about it. Give it to Jesus. He's on your side. The Lord is your help in the time of trouble. He will take care of you. He will see you through. He will bring you out more than conquer. Jesus, the mighty Lamb of God. Jesus, the Rose of Sharon. Jesus, the bright and morning star. Jesus, my hope when it looks hopeless. Jesus, my rock in a weary land. Jesus, he went in the tomb. He stayed there for 3 long days. But the Bible said that was not the end. Early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And he's sitting on the right hand of the Father right now interceding for you and I. So you don't have to worry about it. Stop walking around with your head hung down. Give it to Jesus and he will work it out. He'll work out that problem that you had. It seemed like you couldn't seem to solve it. But when you turn over Jesus and gave it to him, he worked it out.